Today is the first day of the month of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful. I am grateful to be here with you today as we begin our 11th month. Today is the 305th day of the year. If you can believe that, it's hard to believe. But it's true, 305 out of 365, so that would leave 60 days left in the year. Wow. We have a lot of ground to cover, a lot of ground to cover in a time where the year, you know, by the time we get out of this month, it's going to be on, right? By the time we leave November, things escalate into a very, very fevered pitch. As we move to the end of the year and into the holidays and all of that, so I'm grateful to be here with you today, here, now, in this place, around the global campfire, to take the next step on our journey. We finished the Book of Lamentations yesterday, so new territory in the Old Testament, a new prophetic book. So we journeyed through all the warning prophecies of Jeremiah. We saw all those prophecies come true and be lamented in Lamentations. And so we find ourselves now at the threshold of the prophetic book of Ezekiel, whom we named our son after. So Ezekiel was a well-educated man, deeply loyal to God, deeply loyal to the traditions of his people. He came from a priestly family, and just like Jeremiah, he was often instructed by God to use symbolism or symbolically act out what his prophecies were. Jeremiah prophesied before Ezekiel, but also alongside Ezekiel. But whereas Jeremiah is prophesying from Jerusalem, Ezekiel's prophecies are coming from exile in Babylon. So Ezekiel lived in a climate of international struggle and upheaval. The Babylonian Empire that had destroyed the kingdom of Judah and destroyed Jerusalem now have conquered the Assyrian Empire. Egypt and Babylon clashed inside the land of ancient Israel, because having that land, like possessing that land, equaled control of the major trade routes between lands to the north and east and down into the continent of Africa. So at one point or another, the Israelites had been allied with or defeated by all of these ancient empires, but Jerusalem hadn't been destroyed. Instead, if they were conquered, Judah paid tribute and became like a vassal. They would change hands and allegiance and who they would pay tribute to. And this all happened during the decline of generation after generation in the kings and the kingly leadership. We read all of this in the Book of Kings and the Books of Chronicles. And then in 597 BC, the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem. And then they began to deport the people. Ezekiel was among the first to go into exile. And then several years later, the king that had been put in place, he's a client king, Zedekiah, rebelled against Babylon, even though Jeremiah clearly warned him not to do that. And so in 588, the Babylonians laid siege. It took them 2 years, but they conquered and completely wiped out Jerusalem. So during Ezekiel's early years in exile, he prophesied that this was going to happen, Jerusalem's destruction, even as Jeremiah is prophesying the same thing from Jerusalem. And after the fall of Jerusalem, And the temple of the Lord was destroyed, well, then the prophecies of Ezekiel transform And then we move into some of the most hope-filled, beautiful, touching messages about renewal and restoration that we find in all of the Bible. Ezekiel also has these strange, indeed, mysterious, epic descriptions of like cinematic type visions that aren't unlike the visions of Daniel or the visions that are found in the book of Revelation. And that's why they're often paralleled and cross-examined in apocalyptic studies, the eschatological studies, the studies of the end times. Ezekiel's visions affected him personally, greatly. And that same thing can happen for us if we're open as we read them. If we're able to approach the book and its imagery from the perspective of maybe what it's speaking to our hearts, instead of just trying to decipher or put it into some kind of narrative form in a Western mindset, if we would just allow it to speak to our hearts, then we'll be able to take it in deeply. It's very rich in texture. And if we allow it, it'll speak to us more like, you know, more like sitting at the ocean and watching the sunset rather than what it's like to read the morning newspaper. It's not for information. It's for what it's doing inside of us. And the book of Ezekiel has a lot of promise for us today. It's a major prophet. We haven't got to the minor prophets yet. This is one of the major prophets and one of the larger and even most influential prophetic books that are in the Bible. And even though this is, you know, these are words that are thousands of years old, they prophesy the ultimate hope and blessing that God has for us if we are willing to return to Him. So with that, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, verse 15. In the 13th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month, as I was among the exiles by the river Kabar, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. On the 5th day of the month, it was the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim, the word of the Lord came to the priest Ezekiel, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Kabar, and the hand of the Lord was on him there. As I looked, a stormy wind came out of the north, a great cloud with brightness around it and fire flashing forth continually. And in the middle of the fire, something like gleaming amber. In the middle of it was something like four living creatures. This was their appearance. They were of human form. Each had four faces and each of them had four wings. Their legs were straight and the soles of their feet were like the soles of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like burnished bronze. Under their wings, on their four sides, they had human hands. And the four had their faces and their wings thus. Their wings touched one another. Each of them moved straight ahead, without turning as they moved. As for the appearance of their faces, the four had the face of a human being, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out above. Each creature had two wings, each of which touched the wing of another, while two covered their bodies. Each moved straight ahead. Wherever the spirit would go, they went, without turning as they went. In the middle of the living creatures, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, like torches moving to and fro from the living creatures. The fire was bright, and lightning issued from the fire. The living creatures darted to and fro like a flash of lightning. As I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the earth beside the living creatures, one for each of the four of them. As for the appearance of the wheels and their construction, their appearance was like the gleaming of beryl, and the four had the same form, their construction being something like a wheel within a wheel. When they moved in any of the four directions without veering as they moved. Their rims were tall and awesome, for the rims of all four were full of eyes all around. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved beside them, and when the living creatures rose from the earth, the wheels rose. Wherever the spirit would go, they went, and the wheels rose along with them. For a living spirit was in the wheels. When they moved, the others moved. When they stopped, the others stopped. And when they rose from the earth, the wheels rose along with them. For a living spirit was in the wheels. Over the heads of the living creatures, there was something like a dome, shining like crystal, spread out above their heads. Under the dome, their wings were stretched out straight, one toward another, and each of the creatures had two wings covering its body. When they moved, I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of mighty waters, like the thunder of the Almighty, a sound of tumults, like the sound of an army. When they stopped, they let down their wings. And there came a voice from above the dome over their heads. When they stopped, they let down their wings. And above the dome, over their heads, there was something like a throne, an appearance like sapphire. And seated above the likeness of the throne was something that seemed like a human form. Upward from what appeared like the loins, I saw something like gleaming amber, something that looked like fire enclosed all around. And downward from what looked like the loins, I saw something that looked like fire, and there was a splendor all around, like the bow in a cloud on a rainy day. Such was the appearance of the splendor all around. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of someone speaking. He said to me, "O mortal, stand up on your feet, and I will speak with you." And when he spoke to me, a spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. He said to me, "Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God,' whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. They shall know that there has been a prophet among them. And you, O mortal, do not be afraid of them, and do not be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns surround you and you live among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words, and do not be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. But you, mortal, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you." I looked, and a hand was stretched out to me, and a written scroll was in it. He spread it before me. It had writing on the front and on the back, and written on it were words of lamentation and mourning and woe. He said to me, O mortal, eat what is offered to you. Eat this scroll and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. He said to me, mortal, eat this scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and in my mouth it was as sweet as honey. He said to me, mortal, go to the house of Israel and speak my very words to them. For you are not sent to a people of obscure speech and difficult language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many peoples of obscure speech and difficult language whose words you cannot understand. Surely if I sent you to them, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me, because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. See, I have made your face hard against their faces and your forehead hard against their foreheads. Like the hardest stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not fear them or be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. He said to me, mortal, all my words that I shall speak to you, receive in your heart and hear with your ears. Then go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them. Say to them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and as the glory of the Lord rose from its place, I heard behind me the sound of loud rumbling. It was the sound of the wings of the living creatures brushing against one another, and the sound of the wheels beside them that sounded like a loud rumbling. The Spirit lifted me up and bore me away. I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, the hand of the Lord being strong upon me. I came to the exiles at Tel Abib, who lived by the river Kabar, and I sat there among them, stunned, for 7 days. Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, partners in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. Yet Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses, just as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that would be spoken later. Christ, however, was faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if we hold firm the boldness and the pride inspired by hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors put me to the test. Though they had seen my works for 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation, and I said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. As in my anger I swore, they will not enter my rest. Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partners of Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Now who were they who heard and rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt under the leadership of Moses? And with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, if not to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Psalm 104, 1-23. God, the Creator and Provider. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. You set the earth on its foundations so that it shall never be shaken. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they flee. At the sound of your thunder they take to flight. They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills, giving drink to every wild animal. The wild asses quench their thirst. By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, to bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the human heart, oil to make the face shine, and bread to strengthen the human heart. The trees of the field are watered abundantly. The cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them, the birds build their nests. The stork has its home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the conies. You have made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness, and it is night, when all the animals of the forest come creeping out. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. People go out to their work and to their labor until the evening. Proverbs 26, 24 through 26. An enemy dissembles in speaking while harboring deceit within. When an enemy speaks graciously, do not believe it, for there are seven abominations concealed within. Though hatred is covered with guile, the enemy's wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Father, we thank you for your word and for this 305th day of the year. For a brand new, shiny, sparkly month. We are grateful. Thank you for bringing us here. And thank you for bringing us into the book of Ezekiel. And we open our hearts as we prepare to continue forward day by day, step by step through that book, the book of Ezekiel, and every other page that is left as we continue the journey through this year. We love you. We worship you and are deeply, deeply grateful for your patience and kindness toward us. We ask, as we so often, almost every day do, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. And not just lead us into the truth. Help us open our eyes to see it and embrace it. Because sometimes it is really, really hard to face the truth. And so lead us to it, and may we live and walk in it. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, I'm Catherine from the Midlands in England. I've been listening for nearly 2 years, and this is my first time calling in. This is really an urgent prayer that I thought would be great to go around globally. My global family can pray for this person. I had an appointment yesterday, and the person who I met, his name is Elo. He is Danish. And we was talking. As I was talking to him, I moaned in pain because I've torn two of my rotator cuffs. And he was saying to me that his doesn't work at all. He's had a stroke, and he's brain isn't talking to his shoulder, so it doesn't move. As we were talking over 2 hours about different things apart from my appointment, he was saying that he's going to wait for his mom to pass, his dad's already died, and then he's going to look at ending his life because his quality of life isn't worth it. He misses being able to like cut chips and cut steak and whatever. So I said, I'm going to pray for you that your brain will start talking to your shoulder. And he said, it's 3 years in, I doubt it will happen, and I don't believe in God. And I said, you don't have to believe in God. I said, I believe in God, and when it starts to work, you're going to remember me, Catherine, who came into your office. So I thought, instead of me praying, I'm going to come to my global family and ask to pray for this guy, Elo, that God will allow his brain to talk to his shoulder and that his arm will start to work, because then he will believe in God and will have another soul for the kingdom and another soul that's not gone to the enemy. Thank you for all your prayers. You've been great. Thank you, Brian, wife and family. And I hope to listen to you more and hear from you soon. Bye. God bless you.
Greetings, my DAB family. This is New Envision Growth out of New York. Calling from Townsend, Maryland today. One day I'm going to say that I'm calling from Greece in Jesus' name. But for right now, I'm in Maryland. But I want to thank Brian and Jill for these commentaries. They are just awesome. And hearing about the accident and seeing the car, I just thank God that nothing happened. And, you know, Jill, you giving your testimony the other day, like, I know nothing's going to happen because you sowed some serious seeds on that day, both you and Brian. So praise God. I also wanted to thank Susie from Colorado. Oh, my goodness. The way I yelled, knowing that those babies got across. I was praying something that you said that just, I always remember it, like Haiti is just 45 minutes from Miami. You would think it was just hundreds of miles away, but just 45 minutes from Miami. And to know that people are suffering that close, and even in our backyard, it just, I'm just so grateful that everyone is safe. We will all be continuing to pray for this mission that God has placed on your heart. And I forgot the name, oh my gosh, but talking about the labels and what we're wearing, what do people see when they, what label? I mean, you know what? If we're wearing our labels right in this walk of salvation, they'll know what we're wearing just by looking at us. Certain clothing lines, you can tell by the symbol what they are. Our light should automatically say what we're wearing. Jesus. Love you guys.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, DAB and DABC. Morning. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France. I'm calling in to join my faith with the faith of so many other people that have been praying for people that requested for our prayers. I'm calling in, a brother calling in, he said, you need our support, our prayer, that they just received a call that you have been denied of medical, some medical bill are expected for you to pay. And about $90,000, if I'm not mistaken, and your wife just came in with the good news of pregnancy and all that and all that. Brother, I want you to know we're with you in prayer. God will make a way, even where there seems to be no way. There is nothing God can know. Miracle still happen. Miracle can still happen. We're praying for that miracle. And we're praying in for our sister again, that calling, that we should join her in prayer for the battle in her family. Sister, I want you to know we're praying for her. So many other people, cancer, the brother calling from prison, so many people. I want you to know that we're reaching out to you in prayer. Those Dr. John calling for one of his friend, another doctor, that we should reach him out in prayer, that he has in some health complication. Brother John, Dr. John, I want you to know we're with you in prayer. We're praying for your friend. And so many other people. I'm so numerous to mention, but we are praying at the end of every broadcast. I pray personally for each and every prayer point, even if I didn't call in. Be rest assured that we are praying at the background, and the good God will show forth at the time where you needed him most in your lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we say thank you.
Good morning. I want to lift up Aaron in Colorado and just ask, Lord, that you would just give him peace about his medical bills, that you're going to provide a way financially to for them to be handled. And just allow him the peace and separation mentally and emotionally to celebrate his new child. Not how far along he is or she is, but just let that not be tainted by these like worldly financial struggles and fears. And just we ask that the enemy wouldn't be able to use that to bring him down and cause a division and anything negative in his marriage and his family. So we just pray, Lord, that you would just provide a way, and that you would just give him faith, bolster his faith, give him peace, and give him patience as he waits on you. In your son's name I pray. Amen.